American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 842. Here is the translated text as follows. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you believe this, what opinion can you form of the president? Certainly the worst you can form. You would certainly consider him totally unfit for the high station which he has so honorably filled and with such benefit to his country. The Traverser states that, under the auspices of the president, our credit is so low that we are obliged to borrow money at 8% in time of peace. I cannot suppress my feelings at this gross attack upon the president. Can this be true? Can you believe it? Are we now in a time of peace? Is there no war? No hostilities with France? Has she not captured our vessels and plundered us of our property to the amount of millions? Has not the intercourse been prohibited with her? Have we not armed our vessels to defend ourselves, and have we not captured several of her vessels of war? Although no formal declaration of war has been made, is it not notorious that actual hostilities have taken place? And is this, then, a time of peace? The very expense incurred, which rendered a loan necessary, was in consequence of the conduct of France. The Traverser, therefore, has published an untruth, knowing it to be an untruth. The other part of the publication is much more offensive. I do not allude to his assertions relating to the embassies to Prussia, Russia, and the Sublime Porte. They are matters of little consequence, and, therefore, I shall pass over them. The part to which I allude is where the Traverser charges the president with having influenced the Judiciary Department. I know of no charge which can be more injurious to the president than that of an attempt to influence a court of judicature. The judicature of the country is of the greatest consequence to the liberties and existence of a nation. If your constitution was destroyed so long as the Judiciary Department remained free and uncontrolled, the liberties of the people would not be endangered. Suffer your courts of judicature to be destroyed. There is an end to your liberties. The Traverser says that this interference was a stretch of authority that the monarch of Great Britain would have shrunk from. I hope this helps.